This is Mary Lohman, and you're listening to The Christian Working Woman. Let me ask you a question. When did you learn to feed yourself? Oh, if you can't remember that far back, at what age did you teach your children to feed themselves? None of us mind feeding babies and toddlers, but at a certain age, we want them to learn to feed themselves. Having to feed a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old would be sad, not normal. And have you noticed that your kids need to be fed every day? I mean, feeding them only once a week or even twice a week just is not enough, is it? They insist on eating every day. So the next question I want to ask is, are you feeding yourself spiritually? Are you feeding yourself every day? If you and I want to grow to maturity in Christ, then we need spiritual food and we need it daily. Going to church once a week or even adding a Bible study once a week is not enough spiritual food for us to be healthy, growing Christians. This week, I want to talk about what it means to feed yourself spiritually so that you are a normal, growing Christian. It seems that there are many Christians who've never learned to feed themselves or have not been willing to impose that discipline that's required. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, "It was he, Jesus, who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is, Christ." You know, our churches are full of infant Christians, people who've been born from above for many years, but have never grown up in Christ, and that's because they don't feed themselves. It's the cause of many of the issues we deal with as Christians, because baby Christians require lots of care and nurturing, and they don't do their share of the work. They're still babies. So beginning tomorrow, I'm going to give you some practical suggestions on what you and I can do to feed ourselves so that we're growing normal Christians. I hope you'll join me. I have written a Bible study called A Guide on Getting to Know God, which may help you with that as well. And you'll find that information at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.